For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A creator of the Richland Medical Center has died. Dr. James Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. Jim grew up on a farm in Bloom City. He graduated from Richland Center High School. Jim attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he achieved both his undergraduate and doctoral degrees. Dr. Tidrick returned to Richland Center following his medical training and joined the Edwards Clinic, owned by his father-in-law. In 1967, the clinic merged to create the Richland Medical Center, where Jim continued his career. During his time in Richland Center, Dr. Tidrick served as president of the Medical Center for 15 years. While at the Medical Center, he pioneered the region's first nurse practitioner program through the University of Wisconsin. He also served on numerous boards of directors, including the Wisconsin State Medical Society, Richland Hospital, and Pine Valley Manor. He was also instrumental in the funding of the HMO of Wisconsin, one of the nation's first rural-based HMOs, as a member of the initial board of directors. Also among his numerous accomplishments, he delivered more than 1,000 babies during his time in Richland Center. Funeral services for Dr. James Tidrick will be held at 11 o'clock next Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A shelter-in-place order was issued for Sauk County residents last night. Late last night, at approximately 11:25, the Sauk County Communications Center received a report of a stolen truck from a resident in the city of Baraboo. The Baraboo Police Department responded to investigate the theft. Deputies with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate the stolen truck and observe the vehicle traveling westbound on State Highway 136 in the town of Baraboo at around 11:45. The truck was safely stopped on State Highway 136 near Kohlmeyer Road, and two occupants fled on foot. One occupant was arrested at the scene. The other occupant, believed to be the driver of the stolen vehicle, was not immediately apprehended, and a search of the area was initiated. Due to the search, the Sheriff's Office requested that Sauk County Emergency Management send out an automated alert to cell phone customers within the immediate area of the incident, requesting citizens to lock their doors and shelter in place. After an extended search, a message lifted the shelter in place was sent at approximately 2:30 this morning. The suspect was not located. If you have information regarding this incident, you are asked to contact the Sauk County Communications Center at 608-356-4985 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge Friday in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He has not been charged with a crime, but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April 4th. The Grant County Highway Department is adopting advanced strategies for winter road maintenance to enhance safety and efficiency while reducing environmental impacts and costs. These efforts focus on incorporating alternative materials like salt brine and limestone chips alongside traditional road salt to maintain roads effectively during Wisconsin's winter months. Highway crews are encouraged to minimize salt usage by increasing the application of quarter-inch limestone chips and salt brine. Salt brine, a solution composed of 76.7% tap water and 23.3% road salt, is pre-mixed and immediately effective upon application. It helps prevent salt from blowing off roads during application or from passing vehicles, ensuring it stays where it is needed most. The department also pre-wets roads and bridges before storms. This proactive method helps initiate melting and prevents snow and ice from bonding to the pavement. Crews maintain state highways like 151, 18, and 80 around the clock during storms, while other roads are serviced from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. The department remains under close observation by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to minimize salt usage and protect natural resources, including drinking water. By utilizing chips at $11 per ton and brine at 25 cents per gallon, compared to road salt at $100 per ton, Grant County is significantly reducing costs without compromising safety. Winter safety reminders to remember: allow at least 200 feet of space behind maintenance trucks. Operators may begin applying chemicals or materials without warning, and drive cautiously, allow extra travel time, and adjust to winter conditions. When consumers are scammed, usually it is just one scammer trying to steal their identity and money. There are many types of scams, including snowballing scams, where more than one scammer is involved. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is a troubling trend that we are seeing. Scammers are chaining together different scam techniques to start small, but these are quickly snowballing into something much larger for consumers, and it's a more elaborate scheme. Many consumers expect that a scammer will only use one of these methods to steal their money or data, and we've talked about that over the years a lot, and then they'll move on, but it might be just the beginning now, and consumers have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars to these professional scammers, and we need to keep the word out.
The snowballing scam begins with the first scammer setting the bait to lure in the targeted victim.
The scammer lures consumers in using a common small-scale tried and true tactic. So think the impersonation scams we've talked about, maybe fake pop-ups or calls and texts. And then they may even know the consumer's name and personal details from different data banks that they have. They gain the consumer's trust and establish credibility, then present a problem. And something has gone wrong and the consumer's in financial or legal trouble. And this is where the threats are made, like the consumer's identity's been compromised or their life savings are being accessed by a stranger. Maybe there's a warrant out for their arrest.
After gaining the consumer's trust, then the snowballing begins.
What happens next is the scammer offers a solution, and now the consumer has to transfer their funds somewhere for safekeeping. The excuses vary, but the intent is always the same. They want the consumers to willingly give them money to that scammer, and usually through gift cards or cryptocurrency. But we've even seen where it's been gold bars. Then it snowballs further. The multiple scammers are often involved in the scheme. The first person you speak to might transfer you to someone else within their network who has you enter your information on a fake government website. Then a third person from the fake agency calls you, making the scam more believable and snowballing. It's just not one specific scam. It's all these techniques and tactics tied together to maximize those gains.
Michelle Reinen suggests what to do if a snowballing scam is suspected, especially if the scammer says that they are from a government agency.
You're not buying anything. You're not hooking up for a service. You are dealing with what they are calling the government in these situations. But it's easy to lose track of those when you're being threatened and you're being told something needs to be done immediately. So take a moment to ask yourself at each step, if everything seems legitimate, if anything is suspicious, just stop immediately and contact either local law enforcement or DADCAP, and then talk to someone you trust before you pay any money or provide any private information. No matter what the situation is, find someone you can trust in your circle, in your network, that you can discuss the situation with, just to do a checks and balances. And if you're ever asked to send money to a business or government agency by wire transfer, cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or some other unusual form of payment like the gold bars, that is a scam, and stop immediately.
If you need to reach out to DADCAP about a snowballing scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The American Red Cross is asking for donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour out of your day to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. Three blood drives will be held throughout the area this week. They include Monday from 11:30 to 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and Friday from 10 to 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.